It's a sunny morning at Desert Weir, a 40-acre sheep farm outside of Paonia, Colorado. Uji McGuire and her husband own this farm. They raise black Welsh mountain sheep. They're smaller than the white sheep most people are used to seeing. They're solid black, and the males have curled horns.
There are less than 10,000 worldwide. There's about 1,500 in North America. We have a small population up in Canada and a slightly larger population down here in the U.S.
Farmers in the United Kingdom and Belgium also raise this rare breed. McGuire's flock is about 200 strong.
They are the only all-black breed of sheep in the world. They are dual-purpose, bred to be both meat and wool.
McGuire has been raising black Welsh mountain sheep for 17 years, and she's passionate about them.
Oh, you're the little brat that needs a shot.
Her sheep are also a research flock for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. For the past decade, two researchers from the USDA have been coming to this farm to collect genetic material from this flock. On this day, they came to gather ram semen. They work for the National Animal Germplasm Program based in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Germplasm, reproductive material, and that may be semen samples, frozen embryos, tissue samples, blood.
That's Scott Spiller. He's one of the program's scientists.
Our group started in 1999. We were mandated by Congress to start to back up the nation's animal, food, and fiber genetic resources.
The researchers freeze the genetic material they collect from sheep and other livestock and store it in a gene repository. Dr. Phil Purdy is an animal physiologist with the Germplasm Program. He says the McGuires took a tour of the repository during a livestock conference and quickly volunteered their flock.
They were very progressive in terms of breeding. They said, hey, we need to be able to accomplish a couple things. We want to be able to back up the Black Welsh Mountain sheep genetics in the repository so that if it ever is needed in the future in the United States, it's available.
Purdy says not only does the program act as a gene bank in the event of a disaster, like a disease outbreak, but the genetic material is public domain. Producers and researchers can request samples for study or to increase the genetic diversity of their own animals. Black Mountain Welsh sheep were imported from the UK in the early 70s. McGuire says the founding population for the breed in the U.S. was only 11 animals. So she's working with fellow producers across the country to try and preserve the genetic diversity of the sheep's North American population.
We've become the central place, so we're trying to get rams in of all these bloodlines to make sure that we've got them here so that they can store them in the gene bank.
McGuire sends and receives sheep from across the U.S. It's one way to ensure that her flock and others are getting new blood.
The genetic diversity that these sheep represent is something that you cannot regain. Once you lose genetic diversity, it's gone forever.
For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.